Wonderful, wonderful. And we've got Josh Baca on the accordion, the yellow Hohner accordion. And he just plays the hell out of that instrument. And we've got with him Esteban Jordan III. And I got to ask Josh a couple of questions for you. I was so entranced with the way in which you pull the accordion apart and push it back together to
Yes.
get the air into the tune that you're playing. And is there any reason why you would be pulling apart for one part of the phrase and pushing in for another part? It seems like you conclude on the pushing back in.
Yes, well, the style of accordion that I'm playing is a three-row diatonic button accordion, in which diatonic is it's a different note in and a different note
That explains it.
out. So you got to kind of find the notes in and out, kind of
Right.
memorizing them.
But it tended to be when you were concluding a phrase, you would be going in
Yes.
and
Well,
starting a phrase
it's pretty
going out.
much like having three harmonicas. The first row is a G harmonica. The second row is a C harmonica. Third row is an F harmonica. And then out is something different.
Alternating, I see.
Yes.
Yes, fantastic. Okay, now you said there's a difference between the yellow and the black accordion. What is that?
Well, yeah. I mean, in traditional, back in the day, there was always different tuning styles. And I think when the accordion was pretty much being invented, or kind of experimenting with music makers at the time, tunings really relied on the region, depending on where the influence
So
was.
that
And
everybody could play in that
yes,
region
a
in
lot
the
of
same
times
key.
accordionists would actually tune the accordions so that they fit the style of music which is particular to the region. So in this case, this style of accordion is more of a German Polish style accordion, which is your traditional accordion influence from Europe. One of the big differences was with, in comparison to this type of accordion, was with my father's music, he would actually do his own tuning. And he kind of invented, well, he did invent the style which is now considered jazz tuning, which is to take an accordion the same way he modified it, particularly to his specs, specifications, but it was tuned almost like a piano. So it had that jazz feel, the modern feel. And my father was able to take that from the traditional Tex-Mex mod sound and make it, into a jazz or a blues or Latin music. And
Interesting.
yeah,
Very,
it's
very
very
fascinating.
similar to the way an Cajun accordion and a Musette accordion is tuned. And from Argentina, they have the Bondonian accordions that have the octave notes, which would be playing one note, it's going to be playing. And then at the same time, it's going to be playing. So he has octave tunings in his accordion,
That was three octaves, wasn't it?
It's two,
Just
just an
two? It's funny, tricked my ear. I thought I heard three.
And Esteban Jordan, he had a hell of an ear, and he established his own style and created his own style of tuning, because before Steve had that tuning, the old timers like Narciso Martinez and Pedro Ayala, when the Germans brought over their accordions and they settled here in Texas, us Mexicanos, we established to learn that music and create it our own way. They would tape off inside the accordion. There's two sets of reeds per note, and they would tape off one side, which would create a flat tuning, like a Musette sound.
Right.
And I guess just from hearing Steve Jordan's music, he was hearing that sound and he wanted that same sound, but he wanted it brighter, he wanted it different. So he actually figured to take off the tape and put
Right.
octaves and create that sound with double notes.
Interesting, interesting, interesting.
And if I could just jump in here and just say that both of these gentlemen here, Josh and Esteban, come from incredible musical legacies. Their families have been involved in this music, and these guys grew up playing and really influenced by the families. And Esteban's father, Steve Jordan, is an incredible pioneering accordionist, really pushed the boundaries of what the instrument can do and new tunings and such. And Josh, he comes from a also important music family in Texas. His uncle, Max Baca, is considered probably the foremost bajo sexto player, probably in the world, I would say. So these guys really have, grown up living this music and are helping to kind of carry it forward. And that's why we're happy to have them involved. Josh is obviously knows his stuff. He's got as a judge for us for the contest. And Esteban's going to be playing with his group at the Big Squeeze Finals.
Now, this Big Squeeze Final is going to be on Saturday, the 22nd of this week, and that's going to be down at the Bob Bullock under the Big Star, and you're going to go, and you're going to bring your picnic lunch or whatever. It's 1 to 5 in the afternoon, so you got a lot of chances to hear some great, great music. Now, Josh, you were about to say?
I was taught under Flaco Jimenez, was one of my teachers, and I was really influenced a lot by Esteban Jordan. I love their music, and I've really studied on how the different styles of the tuning and accordion playing is very similar but different.
Right. So it's you guys have been working together for years, I would imagine.
Yeah, on and off. You know, of course, you know, we grew up together, you know, in the business, of course.
Right.
And no, I mean, Josh is incredible box player, you know, and I'm really thrilled, you know, that there's a lot of accordionists like Josh and many other good friends that really continue to push, you know, forward with the accordion. Because I think in general, the accordion does not have as much popularity as it should, especially during a time that the accordion was making a huge influence, just like the violin, you know, and, you know, during the...
That interesting? They're both portable instruments. Oh, yeah. And the violin is so incredibly popular. And where's that little accordion? They just, he can sing the same notes. So let's have another one from the accordionista.
Yeah.
Is it accordionisto? Accordionist? Just accordionist.
Accordionista.
Accordionista. That's if a girl, but anyway, so here we are. We're going to hear some more from Josh Baca and Esteban Jordan III.